Here's some expert advice from dermatologist Ramsey Farah from Upstate Medical University. How does a person choose the right moisturizer?
Well, rather than look for specific ingredients, I think it's probably better to consider what your skin type is and then choose your moisturizer accordingly. So, for example, you know, when you consider your skin type, you should think about the texture, right? And so, for example, normal skin does best with a light, kind of non-greasy moisturizer, while dry skin may need a heavier, creamier formulation that kind of locks in that moisture. And so you sort of want to see what the formulation is, whether it's a very heavy ointment-like product or it's a very sort of light, more lotion-type product, depending on your skin texture. The other thing you can consider is whether it has an SPF, right? So some moisturizers have an SPF, and I think that's very useful. You want to see whether the moisturizer has a fragrance to it or not. And so, for example, if you have very sensitive skin and you have a lot of allergies, you want to try and probably avoid scented moisturizers with fragrances or perfume. Also, with regard to your skin, if you have a tendency for allergies and sensitive skin, you want to see whether it's been allergy tested. If you have acne-prone skin, you want to make sure that it doesn't cause acne. So, for example, the very heavy moisturizers that someone with very dry skin might need, those might make acne worse if you apply them on acne-prone skin. So it should say non-comedogenic, which means it's not going to make acne worse. And what I would say is oftentimes it's a little bit of trial and error. I think there are a lot of good products out there, but you want to try and see how it feels on your face, whether you like the way it feels, because if you like it, then you're going to use it. And then you want to see how your face reacts to it. If it reacts well, meaning it absorbs it and the skin looks plumper and it looks better, that's great. That's a win. If you find that your skin doesn't do well with it and gets a little bit irritated and red, then you probably want to stay away from that formulation.
You've been listening to Dr. Ramsey Farah from Upstate Medical University.